Welcome, everyone. Kara, since we have quorum, can we go ahead and start, or should we wait
Yeah,
a little bit?
No, I was just about to say, you can go ahead and start if you'd like.
Okay. Let's start with introductions. I'm Ed Chitty, co-chair, and JP, if we could start with you next.
Sorry, always hard to find that mute button. JP Soto, council member. Thank you.
Zach?
Oh, Ron Hernandez, council member.
Zachary Davenport, council member.
Guilherme, council member.
Gwen Smith, council member.
Thomas Noble, Gomer co-chair.
Right, and I'm Kara, council staff.
And I am Crown, also council staff.
Great, welcome all. And I see no public. So if we could, Kara, if you could bring up today's agenda so we can approve that, that would be great.
All right, we should have Mark joining us in a couple of minutes. But until then, we can just, I'll go over the agenda. So we have our regular staff approved this agenda, and then we're going to approve the minutes. And then we have a prospective membership application to review, as well as we actually, Crown, did we ever get David's exit interview?
We still have not received that. So that might be next month.
Okay, yeah. So we can push that to next month then. Hopefully we have David's exit interview for next month to review, so we can go ahead and make that change to this agenda if everyone's okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the usual demographic update and a little bit of council recruitment discussion. And that'll take us to the end of the meeting.
Are there any additions that any council member would like to add? Hearing none. We can approve this by consensus. If anyone objects, please speak now. Seeing and hearing none, the agenda is approved. Kara, if you could bring up the one from July. Or excuse me, June the 8th.
The June minutes, yeah. So go ahead and take a minute to review these if your name is correct in the present and absent section.
Any changes, additions, or edits? Okay, we can also approve this by consensus. If anyone has an issue, speak now. Previous minutes are approved. And do we have any announcements?
I do have one just, go ahead, JP, I can go after.
Oh, I just want to let folks know I have a doctor's appointment across town, so I'm going to move to driving and off camera around 3:30.
Thank you, JP.
Thank you.
All right. And then I just wanted to remind everyone that if you didn't fill out your paper surveys when you were in person at the full council meeting in June, to please fill out the online survey. And that's it.
And I will be on a leave of absence from July 25th through, I think, returning on the 21st of August.
Will you return for the prioritization?
August. So yeah, definitely like a month before.
It's October, right?
September is when our prioritization has been. Forever. You both should know this, is what I'm implying in my tone of voice.
I'm just doing an assessment of your memory today, so when we see you in the future, we'll have a baseline. It
literally has never changed for as long as I've been involved with the council. But okay.
Thank you for the belittling and berating. Moving on.
Always here for that.
There's no public for comment. Now we're down to the council attendance report and our demographics.
Yes, I think the first thing on the agenda is the review of the new member application.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, do you want me to share that, Mark? Or do you want to share?
I can share, whichever. Let me just find it. You just sent it to me, so it should be fresh in my inbox. And there it is. Download it. Now open it. I just put this up to you in a personal message, Kira, but as long as we're waiting here, I just have to say those are really stylish glasses. I love them.
Thank you.
Okay, there it is. And let me now share screen. Just a moment. Charles Cerrone. All right, can you all see that? So I'll go through this. Moving beyond this, maybe let's just reduce this a little bit. There we go. Okay, here's Charles. There's his personal deets. Identifies as male, pronouns he, HIV positive, diagnosed in 81, gay, Asian, willing to disclose, able to represent the interests of Ryan White Part C. To look into that. Because I don't think that is true. Charles is not a Part C grantee. Able to represent the interests of gay, bi, other MSM. As far as using other services, has used housing, has used API. I can't read that third word. So I know that Charles was a client of the former API Wellness Center, which is now the Community Health Center. So I think that's what you might mean. Bio. Okay. Ooh. I have been on the council since 1981.
Yeah.
I got sick. I'd like to join the council again. Okay, moving on. Experience and skills relevant to the work. Why is he interested to represent API? And this is, I think, this is my handwriting, not the best handwriting, usually better. This is where I helped him out. As far as participation in community planning, Charles is a former council member and a former council co-chair. Life experience, he has had HIV. Oh, that's what he meant. He has had HIV since 1981. Okay, so maybe that's what he meant there when he said 81 up there for the council. Because I think he joined the council, he was one of the earliest council members. Now with Ken gone, I think he has taken, if he were to still be on the council, he would have been the longest running after Ken. So I think he joined 2000 something. One or two, anyway, way back when. Other activities that are relevant to HIV, not involved right now, but I have been in the past, including the SRO and Senior Citizen Task Forces. So yeah, he actually used to report on being a part of the SRO Task Force back in the day. His references are me, Eric Sutter, and his life partner, Roberto. All right, so that is Charles. Some of you may know him from his time on the council beforehand. Others, you might know him just from being a member of public in the past meeting, and then two meetings before that he appeared.
Zach, do you have a, oh, never mind, it was my cursor. Any questions?
Looks like Ron has his hand up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was thinking, since he had been a former member for so many years, and he had to leave because of health conditions, and he's doing better now, do we have to still go with the formality of having an interview?
No, you do not.
Okay. So I don't know if most of you haven't met him yet. I mean, you guys have just been in the council for maybe 2 years or so, but he's been in there a long, long, many years, way before me. And so I just thought it would be easier just to streamline this whole thing and just move it forward to the full council.
So is that a motion to, it's an unusual motion, but I think doable. Is that a motion to actually just approve his membership?
Basically, we're reinstating his membership.
Yeah. Is that a motion to reinstate his membership? That's a better word. Yeah. It is? Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I second that motion.
Oh, this is happening fast. Okay. Hey, Crown, you know that room reservation I told you to do for next month for the interview? I don't think you need to do that. All right. Are there any opposed to moving his reinstatement forward to the full council at the end of this month?
So I don't know if I'm opposed. So, but I would like a little bit more discussion on what you're proposing, Ron, just because.
Well,
I don't want to shortchange Charles either, right? I think I hear your intent is basically like, we want to make this easy for him. He's been through some stuff. He's got some history. We want to honor and respect that. At the same time, I'm wondering if he would welcome the opportunity to talk to us about why he wants to be with us and join the council. So I don't know if we can do both. Just say, like, you're kind of approved, but you're also welcome.
No, absolutely. I believe that you have the right to question him. But I just thought that maybe if we approved, then we would just forward it to the full council. But if anyone objects, then we should have the normal interview that we would normally go through.
I don't know. Again, I don't know if I'm objecting. I just also want to make sure that he has the opportunity to just, you know, there's a bit of, you feel reconnected when you interview here. Right? You're like, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm showing up. And it kind of brings it all to your own. And you get an opportunity to share it with your peers. So maybe what I'm proposing is we do what you just said and also make sure that Charles has the opportunity or somebody communicates that he's welcome to come to membership and communicate to us like what it means to be a council member. It's optional, basically, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so. I can certainly convey that to him. I mean, I would have to, like, if it turns out that no one opposes, I would have to call him afterwards, after this meeting anyway, to say, hey, you know what? They fast-tracked you, and you're going to get voted on this Monday. But they also wanted to leave the door open that if you wanted to come and talk to membership, that you're welcome to. Not mandatory, but you're absolutely welcome to. Does that sound good for everyone?
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'll re-ask the question then. Are there any opposed to this motion to put Charles' reinstatement as approved to the full council for a vote? All right, seeing none opposed, I will let him know. How innovative is that, Ron? You're definitely just making up for that one question. Excellent.
All right, moving on to the agenda, the next would be current leaves of absence. And I believe Miss Billy Cooper is the only one still on leave of absence. And do we have any information how she's doing or Anything?
Yeah, I can speak to that a little bit. Okay. I was talking to Miss Billy last week, and this is a medical leave. So, yeah, things are still happening. So just we talk every other week. So I'll keep you all posted.
Perfect. Perfect. And we don't have David's exit interview yet to review. So now we're down to the dreaded demographic section.
Dreaded, Ed? Why dreaded?
It never changes.
All right. Well, there is one change, which might not be the most exciting thing, but it is a change for this month. So let me get that up there. So we do have, it is an unfortunate change because now we are losing one council member, David. So hopefully we'll have David's interview or exit interview to review for next month, but I can just talk about this. So we did have David leave us, so that brings our total number down to 25, and we can see that affected in some of these areas. The big one, which is the one we are low on, is Latino Hispanic. So does anyone have any questions about that? That's like just the gist of the change.
Well, it's good that our recruitment efforts are actually starting with the Latino population, since the needs assessment is now started. I know that Kira and Crown are talking about that as the first COLA, not completed, but also started. They're going to be running parallel to each other. So that's a good thing, at least.
Yeah. And then I'll go ahead and move on to the second one. And so here we are. So same changes, brings our total number down here to 25. So that's the biggest change that we've had. But if now that we might be taking on a new member, that will probably change and bring our number up for next month. Any questions about this? Okay. And that's all I have to report.
Thank you. And so now we're back to the council recruitment. And I assume we're sort of on a hold until the COLAs are finished.
So we were going to hold on that one, but after some discussion and just sort of sad realization around the need for the first COLA to be multiple sessions to make sure we have more than a small handful of people, we realized that the needs assessment itself should start. And that's why I mentioned moments ago that should be parallel. Okay. Am I getting that right, Kira, as far as, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and get started on those assessment outreach. First, we'll do outreach. And then we're going to be talking, Crown and I will be talking a little bit more about that next week. And so we'll start hopefully doing that outreach and trying to get something. And so when we do get something in the books, we'll go ahead and bring that back to membership so we can figure out exactly how we want to do the recruitment.
Okay.
Or like the dates, not how we want to, but the dates of recruitment. Mm-hmm.
So we'll just run in place until then.
Well, no, because per your and Ron's suggestion, we will also be bringing to the next council meeting some nice flyers for anyone who'd like to distribute that.
Oh, yes. Yes, the missing flyers will appear Monday. Yay. One giant leap forward. Speaking of the flyers, have we had any response from any of the organizations or anyone in the community?
I don't think it was from the flyers. I actually think it was from the due diligence of Maria Lacayo and Thomas Noble. Mm-hmm. So a couple, maybe three different agencies reached out to me. I explained the council to them and am eagerly awaiting any interest from them since then. But they have not gotten back to me. So I think it was a youth agency, Catholic Charities, and I'm forgetting if there was a third one. So yeah, I explained the council. I made myself available. shared the like where to go on the website for an application, but so far, you know, no takers.
Mm. Well, at least there was interest, and that's a good thing.
It would be good to have someone from Catholic Charities in particular. We used to have George Simmons, and that's like a key provider in the city. Mm-hmm. But
that was like 15 years ago, right?
Yes.
I used to work with George Simmons at Shunt.
Like 15 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Sorry, I haven't heard George Simmons' name in a minute. He used to call him Sabrina. I don't know why.
And they called you?
Oh, I was going to say something so inappropriate, Ed. And I stopped myself. I have matured.
Clearly.
Thank you. Your blush says it all.
Oh, well, video off even.
Council members, any other suggestions about how we might reach organizations? I know we had turned in the names of a few. I was wondering if anyone has thought of any other ones that we might want to add to our list as we reach out.
I have a meeting tomorrow with the Mission Neighborhood and IFR, Instituto Familiar de la Rosa. So I can let them know that we're looking for members in that space.
That's another agency it would be great to have on. We used to have Maritza, not quite 15 years ago. But oh well. Mm-hmm. But that would be great, Thomas.
Mark, who was the youth organization that you spoke with?
Lyric. Do you recall, Thomas? Lyric.
It was Lyric, because we're working with them as well. They're just experiencing. They're having some transition happening. So we're waiting for that to just stabilize a little bit before re-engaging them.
Okay. Yeah, because that's who I had in mind. They reached out to us at AHP because they're having a resource fair coming up. So I thought that that might be a good place to like bring up the council or try to reach out to them. So they're already in the know.
Is the resource fair for youth clients of the program?
Yes.
Oh. Hmm. I wonder if you could... well, if they reach, so they reached out to you to be at the resource fair.
Yeah, to participate as the services that we provide here at AHP, and I think our sexual health services is planning to be there and provide HIV testing and STI.
Huh. What is the date of that?
We find it.
Is the one on August 5th?
It's Saturday, August 5th, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Seems strange to approach a place and say, we'd like to be a part of your resource fair, but I wonder, like, that's a good outreach opportunity, potentially. Do you, Pedro, do you mind actually trying to connect the person who connected with you to Kira and Crown? I'll be on my leave, so it's not something that I could do. But depending on their schedules and abilities, like that could be something that we could do. If only even if whether we're there or not, even just to like leave flyers and things like that, you know, just be a nice way to do it rather than relying specifically on the service provider.
Yeah, I can do that. Their name is Iris Yip, and I'll can forward you the information, Kira.
Any other suggestions for Kira? Is your, oh, that's a heart. Okay. Any other suggestions? Jeremy, thank you for bringing that up. That could really be a good introduction, particularly to the youth. Well, I hate to say this, but we're running out of things to discuss. We're right at the end of the agenda, unless there are any discussion about membership recruitment.
No need to prolong the ending.
wishing Mark a well-deserved vacation.
I wouldn't call recovering from a surgery vacation, but sure.
Take it where you can get it.
Yeah, I will, actually. Absolutely.
And just a reminder, I'll be out from July the 31st, coming back on August the 19th. So I believe Cesar is going to be here for the meeting next month. Kira's shaking her head, yes. All right.
Wait, didn't Cesar just tell us he's going to be gone for the next 2 months? Kira Crown, you recall the email?
I can grab the email right now and read it, but I thought it was 2 weeks, just these 2 weeks.
Oh, not 2 months. Okay, thank you. Looks like Thomas has his hand up.
Thomas.
No worries. No, I just wanted to kind of acknowledge the mark. Yeah, I know you're going to be out. Whatever we can do to help Kira or Crown while Mark is away, just let us know. I feel like you all are still kind of like Dave is no longer on the team and you're still kind of finding your way through that. And then with Mark being out, there's just a lot of transition happening. And so we want to acknowledge that you all have been really professional and kind of keeping things moving forward and making it look seamless. And whatever community members and myself can do to help you with that, let us know.
If you could try to replicate my condescending tone of voice when communicating, I think that will make them miss me a little bit less.
Oh, I think I'm a little too nice.
That's what I've heard.
I'll do that for you.
Oh, thank you. JP, I know you have that. I know JP you have steps that.
Up. All right.
Okay, this is getting really deep and my shoes are going to get messed up. So with that said, our next meeting will be Thursday, August the 10th, 3 to 5 via Zoom. If there are no other questions, we are adjourned.
Thanks for facilitating, Ed. Well done.
Thanks, Ed.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Be well, Mark.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll try. Hey, so